Hello.
Hello, my name is Will from Opinion Research. I'm looking to speak to Ms. Agustina Padilla.
Yes, what can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling on behalf of Calling House and our client, the National Public Opinion Research Firm. I would like to ask a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. I'm not selling anything and I'm not asking for any donations. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the
Yes.
chances 50-50?
Yes, I'm going to vote.
Okay, thank you. Next question. If you don't mind me asking, what is the year of your birth? Only the year.
The year 1962.
1962. Thank you so much. Next question. What is your race?
Hispanic.
Okay, thank you. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
That's between me. I don't let nobody know who I voted for.
Okay, no problem. Please be assured that this survey is being conducted for research purposes only and that all responses will remain strictly confidential. Would you please consider indicating who you voted for?
No.
No? Okay. Thank you. And thinking about the elections in November, if the election for state senate were held today, would you vote for Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
That's it's nobody's business but mine. I'm sorry.
Okay. And if the election were held today and you had to decide right now,
hello?
Which? Yes?
Hello? You're cutting
yes.
off.
You hear me? You hear me okay, ma'am?
No.
What about now? Can you hear me okay?
No, you sound like you're far away.
Okay. Just a second.
Now I can hear
what
you.
What about now? Okay.
No.
Sorry about that. I was saying if the election were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate would you lean more towards, the Republican candidate or Democratic candidate?
That would be decided by me. Sorry.
Okay. So you say you are undecided?
No, I know who I'm going to vote for. I'm just rather not say.
Okay. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale from 0 to 100, where 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you're feeling. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so. Adam Hinojosa.
Nope.
Never heard of? You have no opinion?
You have never
heard,
no opinion.
Okay. Donald Trump?
I don't know how to answer that one.
Okay. 0 to 100, any number?
0.
0, okay, no problem. Joe Biden?
Oh, 100.
100, okay, thank you. Morgan LaMantia?
0.
Thank you. Greg Abbott?
0.
Okay. Ted Cruz?
0.
Thank you. Will you say you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
Disapprove.
That will be strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Morgan LaMantia is doing as state senator?
Mm. I have no answer to that.
Okay. Thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Okay. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean more, Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Probably Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And if the elections for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Colin Allred, for whom would you vote?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. And if the elections for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Roland Gutierrez, for whom would you vote?
Democrat.
Thank you. And if the elections for the U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Republican Myra Flores and Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr., for whom would you vote?
Democrat.
Thank you. And if the elections for the Texas State Senate were held today, will you be voting for Republican Adam Hinojosa or Democrat Morgan Lamantia?
Democrat.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor of Texas State Legislature. For each one, please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be, a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or not a priority at all for the governor of Texas State Legislature. Supporting South Texas small businesses.
I don't know how to answer that. I'm sorry. I'm in so much pain right now. I don't – these questions you're asking me are just throwing me off right now.
I'm so sorry about that. We almost done. We only 25% away from finishing the survey. And if you please bear with me, I really appreciate it. And I will let you go back.
I am really sweating here in pain. I'm telling you. I cannot think.
I'm so sorry to hear that. We almost done. Maybe five more minutes?
No. I got to go lay down.
If you want,
yeah, guys, it's gonna have to be another day. I can't handle this right now.
Okay, no problem. I really appreciate it. You have a good one. Hope you feel better soon.